Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Toshihiro Doi. Today, I'd like to talk about relationship between soil cracks and the behavior of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide gases and soil water in paddy field soil. This photograph is a rice meter used in this experiment. Rice meter is a square 2 meters on a side. We made three experimental sites inside rice meter. Number one, number two, number three. Gas flux is measured by closed chamber method at those experimental sites. And we measured shape of the soil cracks, volumetric water content, soil temperature at surface, and oxidation redox potential. I'd like to talk about result and discussion. Please look at this figure. Figure shows the variation of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide gas fluxes and environmental factors during experimental periods. White area means non-flooding periods. Blue area means flooding periods. Those photographs are soil surface of experimental sites. Crack size increased inside the base of number 3 at October 11. And then carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide gas fluxes increased at number 3. At number 3, cracks have developed and carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide fluxes increased on October 11 because porosity increased at the soil surface by the formation of cracks, and then gas diffusivity between atmosphere and the subsoil through the cracks may increase due to cracks. At the drainage period, it was suggested that carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide gas fluxes were increased because gas diffusion improved by the formation of cracks. Thank you for attention.
Have you quantified your crack porosity or the area of the cracks?
Cracks area.
Have you quantified this? Quantified how much area there is of cracks through time?
Cracks area is here. We measured length and wide length and depths.
Did you quantify the percent contribution of the cracks to the area of the ring?
Quantified.
Like, did you
calculate how much area of that ring was
or cracks? He's just asking if you quantified it.
After I will ask you.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
So based on your research and knowing that there's a lot of folks out there doing gas exchange work on soils, do you have recommendations as to how they should place their rings and so forth? Who are doing gas exchange studies in the field, do you have suggestions as to how they should place their rings, whether or not they should try to include cracks or not?
So when people usually take gas flux measurements in the field, should they include cracks or should they avoid cracks?
I think I need cracks included.
So include it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.